It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 9th of March, the 68th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 297 days left in 2024. International Women's Day was yesterday, and you know I can't let that holiday go by without a word or two. International Women's Day, or IWD, is a global holiday celebrated annually on March 8th and focuses on issues such as violence and abuse against women, gender equality, and reproductive rights. Speaking of, you saw that France just voted the right to abortion into the Constitution. The first country in the world to do so. How about that? IWD originated from labor movements in North America and Europe during the early 20th century. In the beginning, it was associated with the political left, but it became mainstream and global once the United Nations adopted it as an international day in 1977. The UN observes the holiday in connection with a particular issue, campaign, or theme in women's rights. The 2024 theme is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress, and highlights the importance of gender equality, women's and girls' empowerment, and their rights to healthier lives. RFI Listeners Club member Bidhan Chandra Sanyal from West Bengal, India, wrote this for IWD. May discrimination against women be removed in all countries in the world. May this beautiful world become more beautiful based on equal rights and dignity between women and men. This is my wish on International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day. From your lips to God's ears, Abidin. On this day in French history, in 1796, Napoleon Bonaparte married Josephine de Beauharnais. He wrote many passionate letters to her when he was away conquering the world. The most famous being, "I will be home in 3 days. Don't bathe." I have one thing to say to that. Ew. The couple did not have children, so Napoleon had the marriage annulled in 1810. Then, I suppose, Josephine was free to bathe whenever she wished. I'm happy to tell you we have a new member to welcome, Orlando Tima from Monrovia, Liberia. Welcome, Orlando. So glad you've joined us. How about you? If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Still to come on the Sound Kitchen, the Listener's Corner with your answers to the bonus question. Olya Horton is in the wings with her Happy Moment essay, and Erwan Rohm has the perfect dessert for you today on music from Erwan, a song by and for women from the Kabyle community in northern Algeria. So don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, because it's time for the quiz. On the 3rd of February, I asked you a question about the French farmers and their political action campaign, which has not cooled off. You were to reread our article, "France Seeks Change to EU Nature Laws in Bid to Appease Farmers," and answer this question: in which other European countries are farmers striking? The answer is, to quote our article, "While farmers in Germany, The Netherlands, Romania, and Belgium have also taken to the streets. Those in France, Europe's largest agricultural producer, complain they are being further penalized by restrictions on pesticides that are harsher in France than in neighboring countries. Farmers in other countries, aside from those listed in our article, are also striking. Hans Werner Lolicke noted that Denmark's farmers were. It's just there was too much snow for them to drive their tractors to the capital or block roads. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Rodrigo Hunrichese from Ciudad de Concepción in Chile. For you, which age is the best? Childhood? Teenager? Young adult? Adult? Middle age? Senior? Old age? And why? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so stay with us. The winners of this week's quiz are... RFI Listener's Club member Nasir Muhammad from Katsina State, Nigeria. Nasir is also this week's bonus question winner. He wrote, "For me, adult age from 40 years and above, as people respect old age, particularly if one has started to develop gray hair." I agree, Nasir, although I cover up my gray hair. Somehow they know anyway that I'm an old lady, although I'm sure I don't know why. Congratulations, Nasir, on your win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Radio Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan. Hello, dear brother. And Nuriaz Bin Zaman, who's a member of the RFI Amour Fan Club. Oh, how I love your club's name, Nuriaz. Their club is in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. There's also RFI Listeners Club member Habib Ur-Rehman Sehal, who's also the president of the International Radio Fan and Youth Club in Kanawal, Pakistan. And last but not least, RFI English listener Adiba Ava from Munshiganj, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. What's the latest news about the Paris Olympics? This past Tuesday, French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin gave the exact number of tickets for the opening ceremony, 326,000. It's a significant scale back from the original amount, which was 600,000. This is all due to security issues. But you know all this, don't you? Because you read our article, Scaled Back Opening Ceremony for Paris Olympics to Offer 326,000 Tickets. Remember, this is the very first time an Olympics opening ceremony has been held outdoors. Well, I suppose not in ancient Greece. They were always outdoors, weren't they? Anyway, for modern Olympics games, it's not in a sports arena, as they always are. And this one's on the water. I want you to reread our article, Scaled Back Opening Ceremony for Paris Olympics to Offer 326,000 Tickets, and answer these questions. How many boats will sail in the ceremony? How many of those boats will contain athletes, and how many kilometers will they sail? Again, reread our article, Scaled Back Opening Ceremony for Paris Olympics to Offer 326,000 Tickets, and answer these questions. How many boats will sail down the River Seine in the opening ceremony? How many of those boats will contain athletes? And how long is the sailing route in kilometers? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and Club's Facebook pages. This week's bonus question, suggested by Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight in England, is, Are you superstitious? Give examples of the steps you take to avoid any bad luck. Does a black cat crossing your path worry you? What do you do if that happens? Does walking under a ladder make you nervous? Do you walk around it? The number 13. Does that number make you tremble? How do you avoid it? These are very common Western superstitions. I can't wait to hear about superstitions from your community and if they affect you. Thanks, Alan, for the suggestion. Remember, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 1st of April to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question to me. Be sure to tune in on the 6th of April to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week, suggested by Rodrigo Hunrichese from Ciudad de Concepción in Chile, is, for you, which age is the best? Childhood, teenager, young adult, middle age, senior, old age, and why? Let's start with those who loved childhood best. There's Salim Akhtar Chadhar, who wrote, I think that childhood is the best period of one's life, as during childhood you are carefree, you learn new things, and get lots of love and memories with the family. Childhood never comes back, even if you wish it to. Childhood is the most relaxing and enjoyable part of life. Karuna Kantapal agrees. He wrote, in my opinion, childhood is the best because it was the most fun and memorable time in my life. It's the first stage of life, and I enjoyed it. Kashif Khalil wrote, for me, the best age is childhood because we have no responsibilities or problems to think about. It's the period associated with fun and joy. Debashis Gope wrote, childhood is the best age because in childhood, everyone spends their days happily, especially with the love of their mother. No need to worry about a thing. Bidhan Chandra Sanyal considers teenage life to be the happiest. He wrote, it's okay to listen to advice from elders, but there's no responsibility and no tension. With the blessing of a healthy body, there is free scope to enjoy the earth's forms, rasas, and smells with fun. Mohammed Shamim agrees. He wrote, for me, my teen years were the best. Friendship was a blessing, and our days were filled with experiencing new things and taking risks. For Kandakar Sadman bin Rafiq, it's as a young adult. He wrote, I think young adulthood is the best in life because everyone is building their lives. If we've decided on a profession, it's the time for us to work hard so that we may fulfill our ambition in life. We usually marry at this stage and start a family, so that's my choice. The time of being a young adult is the best period of life. Nahid Hossein, who notes he's now 40, finds that the best period of his life was between 20 and 30. He wrote, When I was young, I did not understand many things in life, but by the time I became a young man of 20 years old, I began to understand. I traveled to many places and I chatted with friends, ate when and what I wanted. Thus, I passed my university life well. My parents got me married when I reached the age of 30. Since then, little by little, the burden of responsibility has come on my head. As the days progress, my responsibilities increase. So for me, from 20 to 30, those were the best years of my life. Nahid, I think the most difficult period of my life was as a mother of a young child while also learning how to navigate marriage. I can safely say that 25 years later, with the daily rigors of child raising behind me, my husband and I are having our best years. I'm sure it'll be the same for you. It's not easy, the period you're in, but all the work required pays off. If I have any advice, it would be to keep seeing your friends. Radhakrishna Pillai has found peace in his middle years. This is what he wrote. Definitely I choose middle age. In middle age, we have a different mindset, which brings several benefits, including increased wisdom from life experience and a greater sense of self-confidence and self-awareness, and our relationships become stronger. We'll close with the philosophical observations of Hans Werner Lolicka and the author of today's quiz question, Rodrigo Hunrichese. Hans wrote, "I appreciate the good old days from childhood, youth, and as a young adult, but I say, this is the best time of your life. Today is the best time." And from Rodrigo, "The best age time is the present. Most people lose their time worrying about the past, they get depressed, the future, they get anxious, and or what others think, gossipy opinionology. Today is when you act. No one's perfect, and if you're not even trying, you've already lost. Learn a language, date, even your partner or spouse, travel, try something new or something you dropped. Reach out to a friend or acquaintance. Immerse yourself in a different culture or faith. Practice a faith, but moderately. C'est la vie. Seize the day. Carpe diem. Viva el presente." And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Alan Holder from England's Isle of Wight, is, are you superstitious? Give examples of the steps you take to avoid any bad luck. Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
This is the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Time to get happy with Ms. Olya Horton.
Just take a pinch of inspiration, a bunch of good vibes, a drop of creativity, and sprinkle it with sunshine. And there you have the perfect recipe for a happy moment. Hello, Sound Kitchen listeners. Olya Horton from the RFI English team. I hope you are well. This month's happy moment is about a little dose of philosophy. Have you heard of a book called Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince? It is a short work written and illustrated by French aristocrat and military pilot Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. It was first published in the United States in 1943, then in France in 1946. My daughter had to read it for her school French class, and I admit that although I knew the book from its reputation, I'd never picked it up. Here was my chance to dip into a piece of modern French literature. The story follows a young boy who visits various planets, including Earth, where he meets a host of colourful characters. Presented like a children's book, it makes observations about life and human nature that are just as pertinent today as they were 80 years ago. The little prince gets his kicks out of asking lots of questions, just like most kids, and he won't stop until he gets an answer, much to the frustration of the narrator. Despite his youth, the little prince paints a very accurate picture of adults. They ask the wrong questions, and they don't listen, and they're obsessed with numbers and results. Does this sound familiar? After reading the book, what made me happy was I was able to discuss it with my daughter, who found it very touching and quite funny. The message she liked the most was the one conveyed by the fox, who tells the little prince that the most essential things in life are invisible. Only the heart can see them. Truly precious things are ones that we can't count, we can't hold in our hands. They are our relationships with other people and the moments of time we spend with them. Intangible, but so very valuable. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's book has been translated into hundreds of languages worldwide and is often used as a tool for people learning French. It's no wonder. It's deceptively simple, but it carries universal messages and also celebrates curiosity. What a great combination. What about you? Do you have a happy moment to share with your fellow Sound Kitchen listeners? Don't be shy. You can send them to the Sound Kitchen or get in touch with us through Facebook. You can leave a message on the Sound Kitchen answering machine, or you can go ahead and record your happy moment and send it to us in an email. All the addresses and phone numbers you need can be found on the Sound Kitchen page of our website, rfienglish.com. When you record, just make sure you hide under a blanket. It makes for better sound quality. That's all from me this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Molly Horton. Enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.
Thank you, Olya. I love Le Petit Prince also. If you've not read it, you definitely should. You can hear Olya's happy moment on the first Saturday of every month. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about Senegal's presidential candidates. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. This week, Erwan is taking us to Kabylia, a mountainous coastal region in northern Algeria and the homeland of the Kabyle people. It's part of the Tell Atlas mountain range and is located at the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. The Kabyles are a Berber ethnic group. Their language, Kabyle, is the largest Berber language in Algeria, which is spoken by 3 million people. The Kabyles are at the forefront of a movement to have their language recognized as one of the official languages of the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria. Erwan has chosen for us today, in recognition of International Women's Day and our mutual love for radio, a song called Hommage aux chanteuses Kabyles anciennes, or Tribute to Old Kabyle Singers, written by the contemporary Kabyle singer Ferruja Saidani. The song pays tribute to the Kabyle women singers from the 1950s who inaugurated the first radio broadcast in Algiers. As the contemporary Kabyle broadcaster Khadija Djama wrote, the Kabyle women singers of the 1950s were veritable rebels who went up against all the taboos of the day. With great courage, they used their talent to express the pain and injustice of Algerian women in general, and the Kabyle women in particular. In this song, Saidani speaks of women's rights and of women's duty to fight for their freedom. She says that as women are the pillars of households, they deserve respect. So here it is, the Hommage aux chanteuses Kabyles anciennes, written by Ferruja Saidani and performed by Saidani and her ensemble. A lovely tribute to International Women's Day from Erwan. Thank you, dear Papito, for being such a good ally to women around the world. Talk to you all next week.
Sadis, the Massa, volés. Sichtigé ce morceau de ce cœur, v'dent souche ou erse souffrez.
Yana, yana.
غير الصام
سجدي رزان تسلو وغالدا شنن غير الصام
أمزرو يوري محو أفتدى في الفاسوتا إذ لسيس انت تزخو لو نساغد اللازنا في درزام
المحنة تشبه سيرو يصغر يخف في درزام
سيم الطيقر في ذا سفرو في غرية تعدي في لسام
سيم الطيقر في ذا سفرو في غرية تعدي في لسام
انت ديوغي نازيلو مقرد سلقد في لوفا إذ لسيس انت تزخو لا يمين ذل الجدا احني